Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The pitching coach for what we believe is the best starting rotation in all of baseball, the Cleveland Indians. He also won a World Series with the 1991 Minnesota Twins and made his Major League debut, Darryl, I don't know if you knew this, but one of the greatest teams I've ever seen, the 1984 Tigers. Carl Willis on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Carl, that I know you got traded to the Reds that year, but that 84 Tiger team, one of the best teams ever, right?
Well, it sure was. You know, I recall that year, and I was a 23-year-old in AAA, and, you know, the Tigers actually broke camp that year, and you'd never see this happen in today's game, but they broke camp with a 9-man pitching staff, and after 40 games, they were 35-5.
That's right.
And everyone in AAA was pretty much resigned to the fact that we were going to spend an entire year in AAA because no one needed to join that club. But was fortunate enough to get called up actually a couple of times during that season and then was traded. But what an honor and experience to be on a club like that.
Yeah, that was I'm a Cubs fan, Carl. Even though I'm here in Cleveland, but I was born and raised a Cubs fan. And that year, the Cubs made the playoffs for the first time in my lifetime. And as you know, they were up 2-0 on the Padres and then blew it. And I was like, we're going to play the Tigers. It's going to be amazing. And then my friends picked on me the rest of the week as they choked that away.
Yeah, gosh darn it. Everybody's a Cubs fan. And, you know, actually, later on in my career, I became friends with Leon Durham. I know I had a big part in that.
That's right.
In that series. I remember watching it. But, hey, those were the good old days. We're ready to move on to an Indians World Series.
Yeah. Yes. And, Hope, listen, this pitching staff, let's talk about it here because – what a staff you've got to work with. Obviously, you know, Corey Kluber's been great for a while now. So has Carrasco. Bauer really put it all together in the middle of the 17 season and pitched great last year before getting hurt. And even these young guys, Clevinger and Bieber, you know, Clevinger a little longer, all look great. Just give us a general overview of what is, on paper, an incredible rotation.
Well, it is. And as you mentioned, you know, I think it starts off with a guy like Corey Kluber who, you know, has two Cy Young under his belt. He's a professional in every sense of the word and how he goes about his business and how he prepares and, you know, has a quality mix of pitches and a quality plan to take to the mound every 5 days. So I think it starts with him. You know, you mentioned Trevor Bauer. Last year it was phenomenal to watch him go out and pitch the way he did. And honestly, we have seen that same Trevor Bauer and maybe even an improved Trevor Bauer here in spring training this year.
Wow.
You know, he's ready to go. He's improved his changeup, which gives him another weapon. I know a lot of times his focus into starting a game is, you know, I've got five pitches. I want three of them to be well above average, and I'm going to go out and pitch with those pitches. And you know, we've seen five well above average pitches here in spring training. So I think that really makes it tough for the hitter. Carrasco, he's about as consistent as anyone could ask for, and, you know, a tremendous changeup. And, you know, Clev really made strides last year, particularly in the second half. He made a slight delivery adjustment. I think we saw a little tick up in velocity. We saw some better command and ability to execute secondary pitches. So just trying to continue with that here in the spring. And Shane Bieber, gosh darn,
love him.
You know, this young man, he had one thing last year that, you know, we really felt he could improve significantly on. And that's not to say he didn't compete and pitch probably beyond expectations, but he went out over the winter and really worked on his changeup. And it may have been his best pitch here this spring training. So, yeah, very, very excited about our five starters, about some of the depth we have. And, you know, being a pitching coach, you take pride in it and you take the responsibility and accountability of, you know, the game starts with starting pitchers, and your starting pitcher is going to be the guy who gives you a chance to win the game each and every day, and we feel like that's exactly the staff we have.
What do you do with these guys? How do you coach them? I mean, you got guys like Kluber and Bauer and Carrasco, Clevinger, these guys.
Different personalities, certainly.
Different personalities. They've established themselves. Just kind of peel back the curtain for us a little bit as far as what you do to help these guys get through a 162-game grind.
Yeah, you know, my go-to line for that is usually I just try to stay out of the way and not mess anything up. But truthfully, you kind of hit the nail on the head in that, you know, rejoining the organization last year, getting to know each pitcher and getting to know their personality, how they like to be communicated with and in what way, I think that's just extremely important. It allows you to develop, you know, some trust with the pitching staff. And, you know, we talk during bullpens about what they feel they need to work on. Maybe sometimes it's something I've noticed that I feel they need to work on. But really keeping it simple, yet having some data or something to back it up. If you see there's something that maybe can be addressed, you obviously want to have more than just what you see. In today's life, you know, there's technology that's available that can allow us to validate what our eyes see. And I think today's player really adapts to that and really understands that very well. So we're doing much more of that, as every club is, but we're really working hard to stay at the forefront and stay at the top of the game in terms of technology. And, you know, the guys have really, you know, taken and bought into it, and we feel like it's going to make us better and better prepared.
We're talking with longtime ball player and pitching coach Carl Willis, Indians pitching coach, of course, now back with the Tribe, second go around. You know, Carl, the biggest difference, I would say, for the pitching staff this year is no Yan Gomes, right? Yan Gomes gets traded away. Obviously, Roberto Perez is still here. I know his pitch framing is one of the best in the game. That's great. You brought in Plawecki from the Mets, former first-round pick, to be in the mix as well. Talk about that adjustment, though, because I know Yan obviously had a great relationship with the pitchers and was a tremendous catcher for this team.
Well, you know what? He really was, and he did a tremendous job, and he had that rapport with them, the relationship. He knew their strengths. I think Roberto Perez, having been with the club now for a few years, has a very similar, you know, understanding of each and every starter in particular, but the guys in the bullpen as well. Guys are very comfortable throwing with him. You know, he's basically he catches Trevor each outing. So, you know, he knows these guys. And I think the other thing is our guys know themselves very well. And, you know, they can go out and if they need to shake or they want to get to another pitch, they have a lot of confidence in doing so. And it's interesting you bring this up. Bart Swain, he drug me out of a meeting to talk to you guys with the catchers and a couple of our pitchers. And
nice.
Basically what we're going over is, you know, how each individual pitcher, what their strengths are, how they pitch, how they like to attack in certain situations and certain counts. And I think that's very valuable for Kevin Plawecki joining our staff, coming over from, you know, a Mets club who is another club with an elite starting staff.
No doubt.
But a very different type of starting staff, because we don't bring, you know, guys like a Syndergaard out there who, you know, hey, he gets 2-0. Well, let's go get 99, and he can go get it for 7 innings. You know, we don't pitch that way, but we still pitch very effectively. So we're trying to help Kevin understand our guys a little more.
Talk with Carl Willis here on Bull and Fox, who joins us, Indians pitching coach. Carl, number one question I think everyone has is the bullpen and how that's going to shake out. Obviously, Brad Hand, pretty much know what you're going to get there on the back end of the pen. But just take us through the bullpen and how you see that shaking out here this spring.
Well, you know what? I think our front office really did a very good job this year with the caliber of guys we brought into camp. You know, Nick Whitgren has come in into this camp, had a very strong spring training, pitched extremely well. Alex Wilson was with us for a while. You know, very difficult decisions that we have to make here. But we had some really strong competitions for our bullpen. I think we feel really good about those, you know, that are left. We haven't named our bullpen yet. We're still working through that. We like the stuff, and we like very much the stuff and how these guys pitch. I think the question is who is best suited for certain roles in the bullpen. And it's not only, I mean, we can look at a guy and see his stuff translates into, you know, he should be, you know, the setup guy or the eighth inning guy or, you know, whatever the case may be. But it's not just stuff. It's also having, you know, the mental frame of mind to be able to handle those situations. Those are leverage situations that sometimes it takes some time to grow into to be able to handle those situations. And that is really what we're trying to figure out more than anything else. But in terms of, you know, what these guys bring to the table, you know, you talk about a John Edwards, you talk about a Neil Ramirez, the stuff, there's no question. It's there. It's the matter of, you know, who can go out and handle, you know, that situation of a one-run lead late in the ball game. Maybe there's a runner on. You know, who can we trust to get us through that? And that's what we're working through.
You know, I thought Tyler Clippard probably has the most experience in terms of late innings on this team, but obviously he's been hurt. I assumed he'd be the setup guy when you signed him, but he hasn't been healthy. Is he in the mix to have a key role when he does come back?
Absolutely. I think so. You know, there's experience there. There's a track record there. You know, he knows how to pitch. And, you know, we did sign him after spring training had started.
Yep.
He was prepared and ready to go. Had kind of a fluky type thing with his pec. And being a veteran guy, he did the right thing and removed himself from a game as soon as he felt it, as opposed to trying to pitch through it and make it something that's much more serious. So, you know, hopefully here in the very near future, he'll be cleared to start to throw again. And we feel like when he gets back and ready to compete and pitch, that he could certainly be a big, big part of our bullpen.
Indians pitching coach Carl Willis with us. Carl, you know, Adam Simber's style, his delivery, his motion, whatever, it's so unorthodox. Is that a challenge? Like, you know, obviously there are some guys that throw sidearm or whatever, but his is so unusual. Is that a challenge as a coach because you're not used to dealing with someone mechanically that pitches that way?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It's a mechanical challenge.
Yeah.
You know, because pitches themselves and the shapes of those pitches are created by the pitcher's mechanics. So we have the resources to track those pitches, to understand what they're doing and what movements they have. But to be able to, you know, make adjustments, it takes a lot more work with a guy from a slot like that. It's in some ways similar to working with a knuckleball pitcher. You know, they're just few and far between, and their mechanics are totally different than a conventional type of pitcher. But I think, you know, we've done a good job. I fortunately happen to have a good relationship with Darren Balsley, who's the pitching coach in San Diego. He's obviously very familiar with Adam.
Yeah.
And he had worked with him probably longer than anyone else. So I've been able to, you know, pick his brain, talk with him, find out some keys to Adam and his delivery. And that's certainly been helpful. So I think we're in a good place with him. He's had a good spring. You know, the deception and the slot bring a lot to the table, and his slider's been much better this spring training. We're excited about that.
Carl, you mentioned about sorting through stuff and who might fit and what role, and you're still trying to work your way through that. Who's a reliever maybe you think that, you know, fans should really pay attention to or that might surprise that hasn't maybe gotten a lot of attention this spring but can really have an impact on the ball club?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, I hope obviously there's more than one, but I think a name that, you know, we are hoping, and he certainly has the ability to be a big part, is John Edwards. You know, he's a young man who was a conversion guy. He was a hitter when he first became a professional baseball player and made the transition over to pitching. He has a big arm, but has really developed a couple of really good breaking pitches and a curveball and a slider. And he's still learning. He's still learning about pitching, but he brings a great presence to the mound. He's a great kid. He loves to compete. And I think, you know, we did see a little bit of him, a small snapshot in September of last year, but, you know, he's come in, he's had a good spring, and we feel like if everything lines up correctly, you know, he could be a guy that that maybe would surprise some people, but I think it wouldn't surprise us.
Carl, last thing, Danny Salazar pitched the Indians in the wild card game 6 years ago and looked like a developing star. He's had his moments, but obviously it's been nothing but injuries for the most part the last few seasons. I know he's not ready right now. I'm curious, where is he, and do you think he might be better off going into the pen?
Well, right now, you know, his long toss program progressed out to about 200 feet here. 10 days ago, he reached that mark, and he has actually thrown off the mound now three times. Now, he hasn't thrown from the rubber. He's thrown from the first two times about 6 feet in front of the rubber with the catcher standing up, and his last outing, which was 2 days ago off the mound, he was a couple of feet in front of the rubber with the catcher down. We're seeing the ball come out of his hand again like it did before. You know, he had surgery finally last year. It developed into, hey, we're going to go in there and see what's going on and hopefully get this thing fixed. And he's really seemingly gotten over the hump here in the last, I don't know, 2 weeks. You know, it's exciting to see the ball start coming out of his hand again. It's exciting to see him trust that he can crank up the intensity a little bit and still feel good. You know, in terms of going to the bullpen, you know, it's a very interesting question, and it's something that I think over time may show itself that he is going to be better suited because, you know, maybe there are some things, whether it be physically or sorry, you guys hearing a phone ring?
No, sorry, we don't hear that. That's
all
weird.
Right, all right. But whether it be physically or just how his delivery works, he may be better suited to go out and throw 25 to 30 pitches three nights a week as opposed to throwing 110, you know, every fifth day. So that's something we'll find out. But I think we would be really excited if Danny got back to being Danny, and certainly he could help us.
You going to do any skydiving with Tito?
You know, I went skydiving yesterday with Tito.
Oh, you did?
It took me a while to get my wife to sign up, sign off on it. But we went, and I'm telling you, it was one of the most exciting, intense experiences of my life. I'm glad to say I did it. I'm glad to say I'm here talking to you today. I would do it again, but I don't think I could get permission to do it again, to be honest with you. But it was great. It was certainly a great experience.
That's awesome. Good for you. I don't know if I'd have the guts to do it. Hey, Carl.
Listen, if you'd have seen the plane we went up in, you know, I mean, hey, I would have never gotten in that plane unless I knew I could jump out. So that was a big part of it.
Hey, Carl, we're looking forward to the season. We appreciate you spending so much time with us. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
You too, man. Carl Willis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.